Welcome to a burning fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. The Bible tells us about a lot of people that were away from home and that God recognizes that many are not at home. He even knows why it happens that they're not at home, as well as their condition and their state and condition while they're away from home. We know of what God has done for people away from home and how He's made provision for people to return home again. You know, home means different things for different people. With most, home is a sweet and precious word that brings forth thoughts of love that we ponder. If the home is as it ought to be, it's a desirable place and a relationship of peace. There's happiness and joy and security where one is accepted and pretense is neither wanted nor expected. Home is more than a house, an address, or where there is furniture. Home is where there is love and caring and mutual interest, a company of loved ones and familiar surroundings. Many beautiful poems and songs and stories have been written about home. When one is away from home, one of the things that he misses so much, he wants to get back home. Someone has said, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. Well, one might move away, but he enjoys returning to what he calls home. He enjoys visiting, but he wants to get back home. He goes on a vacation, but glad to get back home. Now, God designed the home, and He gave it to mankind. Like the church, the home is a divine origin and is the oldest of God's divine institutions. The home exists for the benefit of mankind. And God planned that through the home many of man's needs and blessings and training and guidance would come. The first home was the Garden of Eden, the home of Adam and Eve. When we trace the home, we ultimately go back there and to God who gave it. Adam and Eve found themselves away from home because of sin. They had disobeyed the voice of the Lord. They gave no heed to the warning that God gave them. They were separated from the tree of life and driven from the garden, their paradise home, and they were not allowed to return. That's what sin does to people. It deprives them of the great blessings that God had rather bestow upon them. But sin drives them from their happiness and from their security, from the present providence of God. Adam and Eve, once sinning, were not at home. In the book of Genesis, we read about Abraham being away from home. We find him wandering in Canaan and also in Egypt. The land was there that he could call his own, but he had to buy the ground for strangers, for a place to bury his dead. He lived in the heathen land of the Ur of Chaldees, but now he was away from there that had been his home. But he was away for a very different reason than what Adam and Eve were away from home. He left Ur of Chaldees because God told him to leave and to go to another land. He obediently left. Sometimes people find their love from home but cause them to disobey God. Here we see a man away from home because of his love for God, assuming the duties that God had given him. This is often true of preachers who must make changes of residence, separate themselves from loved ones and from places that they have known in order to do the work of spreading the gospel. The Apostle Paul, on his missionary tours, he was away from home. And those who leave home to do the Father's will make sacrifices. They leave friends and family and familiar circumstances. It's difficult, if not impossible, for those who stay home to understand the impact of such things on life. But there are rewards also that tend to offset many sacrifices. God has always blessed those who are away from home because of their love for Him and the call of duty. But we see that Joseph was away from home. We find Joseph away from home because of his brothers selling him as a slave into Egypt. Later he served in Potiphar's house, but he was sent to prison. Later still he had risen to the great heights of authority. Some people are always away from home due to circumstances beyond their control. They're not there by their choice. Many have experienced this kind of thing, even though they didn't choose to do so. Many have been away from home because of their service for their country. But even so, Joseph allowed the Lord to use him while he was away from home. The Lord made provision for the preservation of Jacob's people, the nation through which the Messiah was to come. Transfer of jobs, getting an education, even illness, many things necessitate people leaving home. They can still allow God to use them profitably if they will. Faithful Christians has always taken the gospel with them when they left. The persecution of the early church drove people away from their home, but they took the gospel with them. Many churches have been established over the world by brethren who were taken away from home because of being shipped off as soldiers and sailors in a war. The early church was scattered by persecution, but they preached the gospel wherever they went. They were away from home, but they were used by the Lord for good. And after Israel was divided between Judah and northern Israel taken into captivity, and Judah was carried off into Babylonian captivity for 70 years. And that's because they rebelled against God. They disobeyed his will. They turned to idolatry. They lived wickedly. They ignored his promises and his warnings. Now, if they had served him as they should have done, they were promised prosperity. They were warned of the loss of home, however, should they fail to serve God faithfully. Because of the hardness of the heart and the stubbornness of the will, they lost their land. They were taken away. People cannot expect the blessings of God and home when they throw themselves against the very truth and the power that provides those blessings. Some complain that God has not blessed them more than he has, and probably they're blessed already more than they deserve. But they never serve God, and yet for some reason or another they expect God to continue to pour his blessings out upon them anyway. Well, friend, not when you disobey God and away from home. In Luke, the 15th chapter, we see a young man feeding swine. We see him eating food that was intended for the swine. Now, this lad was in the last place you ever expect to find him. He was away from home. He was away from home in a foreign land. He was in need. He was in want. Because he had spent all his living in wicked living, wasted his talents. He was now in poverty. He was friendless and a long way from home. Now his home was a place where he was loved and people cared for him, where he could work, where he could be happy. But this young man, he had not been driven away from home by somebody else, but he was away from home because he wanted to indulge himself and live his life his own way without the authority of his father. He thought himself wise enough to cope with the world, to cast off the ways of his father's house. He went into the world of temptation with selfishness, sensuality, and short-sightedness, lacking wisdom and sufficient good judgment, and soon he lost everything that he had in sin and in riotous living. But this particular story has a happy ending because this young man went back home, and he was received by a loving and forgiving father. But the message of the story is the way that God longs for people who have strayed. He wants them to return back to him. Now, the wayward Christian is lost. He's away from home. He's come to the Father once, but now he left the Father. But the wayward Christian can return, if only he would. The Lord above longs for just such a return. But now let us think. For about 33 and a half years, our Lord was away from his heavenly home. Having existed with the Father and the Spirit, he took on the form of man for a third of a century, being born in Bethlehem, reared in Nazareth, traveling to Jerusalem, to Jordan, to Galilee, found in the temple and by the seaside. He was by the roadway in the homes, teaching and preaching and healing, and eventually being nailed to the cross, placed in the tomb. All that time, he was away from home. You see, this world was not his home, nor is it the ultimate home of his disciples. After his resurrection, he returned home, and there will remain until he comes to take his disciples home with him forever. This world, friend, is not our home. It's but a place of sojourn for pilgrims, a life that is a time of sojourning, 1 Peter 1 and verse 17. And while we're here, we are really away from home, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 6. We are now strangers. We're pilgrims. We're on our way home. This world is not our home. We're just a passing through. The Bible tells of many people not at home. It is a divine record of God's way for mankind to live this life of sojourning as he makes his way to his heavenly home. Knowing that this world is not our home, God leads and guides by his word, and we follow the path that he directs. We must needs go home by the way of the cross, and there's no other way but this. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the only way that of those who are spiritually not at home with God can get to be at home with God. There's a story told about a missionary couple. They returned from their field of labor after having been there many years, and they were disappointed that nobody met them at the dock. Nobody seemed to care that they had returned. And many others had come on the same boat, and they were met, and they were being praised. They were dignitaries, prominent people, and some just plain folk. But as the preacher studied the situation, he was somewhat hurt that there wasn't anybody there to greet him. His wife, however, cheered him up by saying, "We're not home yet." Friend, the Christian is not home yet. Yes, we're away from home, but we're on our way to our home, and there will be a joyous welcome for the redeemed when all of God's sinners get home. And let us heed the admonition of the apostle. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Friend, we live this life in service to God in Christ. I know that we become attached to so many things in our world, people round about, the different things that we use each day in life. They're meaningful to us. They mean something for us. And we enjoy so many things while we live here in this world. But there is a home awaiting us where there'll be no sorrow, no tears, no sighing, no pain, no goodbyes. We'll always be at home. Be at home with all the redeemed of all the ages. And be at home with our Heavenly Father. Be at home with the Holy Spirit who has given us his word. And be at home with the Savior who died on the cross that we might be saved. Friend, if you would believe in Christ, obey him in repentance of your sins. Confess your faith in Christ. Obey him in baptism for the remission of sins. He will add you to the company of the saved. And when you die, you will be taken home. Is that not worth everything? Is that not the reason we live and serve the Lord? This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.